بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. In describing the month of Ramadan, Allah تبارك وتعالى indicated towards two great powers that man enjoys during this month. One is the Quran and one is the power of dua. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. This is a month in which your Quran came. For majority of the people, this Quran is regarded as a book of thawab, and it is definitely the greatest thawab. Man cannot get close to Almighty Allah with anything faster than what he can get with Quran. For every harakah, for every letter, Allah Tabarakallah gives huge rewards. It benefits the dead, but Quran has also come to benefit the living also. When Allah Tabarakallah describes Quran, it is described as Al-Furqan, something that will show you what is right, what is wrong. It is described as Hudal Linnas wa Bayyinat. It is a guidance for mankind. It explains everything. The purpose of Quran that was meant for man was, it is with this power of Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he spoke of fitan, trials, when he spoke about trials coming like floods towards the people, he said, whoever will hold on to my Quran and my Sunnah, then he will not get washed away when everyone else will get washed away. When we read Quran, it is not only as a book of thawab, as a book of reward. This is our greatest shield. And as the battle becomes more severe, people will always speak around us that times are very difficult. Whatever the time is, you must remember the next time is going to be even more difficult. And man has to reach the end of the shore. This Quran was sent into the hands of every person. Allah Tabarakallah made it easy for every tongue to read this Quran. The normal law would have been that if you don't know a language, you will never be able to read something which is not yours. This Quran was made easy even for the one who never knew the language. If you don't know what you're reading, normally it will be, even if you manage to read it one or two times, you will then become bored because you don't know what you're reading. This Quran was made like a miracle even if you don't know what you're reading. The more you read, the more you enjoy reading. The one who became adi, habitual of reading one juz, he starts enjoying reading 1.5 juz. He who went to 1.5 starts reading 2 juz. You will find those who are not hafiz of Quran, those who do not know the meaning of Quran, they can read 5, 6, 7 juz and they still enjoying. Allah Tabarakallah made this Quran so easy on the tongue, so delightful to the ear, so enjoyable to the heart, just so that man will become addicted to this Quran. It was not only meant as a book of rewards, it was meant as a shield for man to pull him through every difficulty. Hudal linnas, this is the guidance that man is looking for. In this month of Ramadan, when we read Quran, then understand that there are many fitan, there are many trials that are still going to come. In this last 2 years, perhaps there was a wake-up call to man that things are going to change very fast. And there will be many who will slip. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the future. When he described it, he never said it to make man scared, but he described it to make man prepared. That if the child or the soldier is not ready for the battle, and then he is told that the enemy is very fierce, it doesn't mean that the soldier must run. Where are you going to run? It was men that prepare for the battle. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so beautifully, Salullah al-afiyah. Continue asking Allah for ease, for safety from calamity, safety in your dunya, safety in your deen. He said, but when you will meet the enemy, meaning that day has to come, either you will meet the enemy who you see and you know him as your enemy. Sometimes it's even harder that you meet an enemy and you don't even recognize him as your enemy. When you will meet the enemy, then you will have to remain strong. Fasbutu, then you can't run.
What will help man at that time to stand up against every fitan, every trial, every calamity? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَ. There will be those years that man will have to see, which will be full of deception. سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاعَ. Every way it will be deception. يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ. The one who's the liar, the world will believe him. The one who is speaking the truth, everyone will call him the liar. يُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ. The one who's making khiyanat, who's treacherous, who's out for your blood, who wants to harm you, you will put your full trust in him. And the one who is ameen and trustworthy, then the world, يُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينَ. The one who is trustworthy and worried of your iman, he's worried of your deen, people will say to him, I don't trust you. Because of you, this harm has come. You are out to harm me. Whether we have started an error like that, or whether it's going to get worse, what will make man at that time see the truth from falsehood? When everyone will be moving in one direction, it is Al-Furqan, the power of Quran. The one who will read a lot of Quran today will walk the right road tomorrow. Ramadan was the month to bring us back to Quran. It was not only the month of Quran, it was to bring us back. That after you create your relationship with Quran, then remember, after Ramadan is when the real shayateen are let loose. When they will be let loose and you will have to walk into this battle, take your Quran with you now. Our Quran is our shield. But if the soldier goes into battle with no shield, he says, I made my son Hafiz of Quran, Mubarak, blessed. You put a shield in his hand, what about your shield? Every individual must be reading Quran. If you cannot read a lot of Quran, read a little of Quran. But there must be some Quran in everyone's life. Tilawat means we will start and follow. We will start from Surah Al-Fatiha and we will not stop on this journey. We will make the entire journey to Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbi Nas. Every day there will be a few pages, a few lines. But there will not be a day that passes and I don't take my shield back. When Quran will be read, it will remove poison from the mind, poison from the heart. It will put back man on a road. It will save me, it will save you. But leave your shield. And then when the arrows of the devil hit, it will hit from every side. Difficult days have come, difficult days are going to come. In the last 2 years, the world saw what was called an economic fall, economic drought, a knock. They were gripped with fear. And in that grip of fear, in the grip of death, how many different laws came in the world? How many new ways came about? How many things we did which we never thought we will ever do? How many a person went through that, may Allah save us, we never go through it again. Where he saw his most beloved passing away in front of him. And in the fear of I will also die, he could not take that step front to go and give some aid and some help. After the whole thing cleared today, everyone is sad that whatever decisions were made were the wrong decisions. A believer is he who never gets bitten from the same hole two times. This was just an introduction to something coming even more. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. He said, before Dajjal, you will see 3 years of severe drought. Before Dajjal, you will see 3 years of severe drought. When those 3 years come, what will then man's condition be? He said, when the sky will hold back its rain. On the first year, the sky will hold back one third, and the earth will hold back one third. At that time, everything will become expensive. Man will start clawing for some opening, for some door, for some solution. At that time, it is the people of Iman who are warned from beforehand. That when your economic world will be gripped, when death will come in front of you, when your business will start collapsing, then when you're going to grip onto something, you rather grip onto Allah. Because it will come to snatch iman. It will give back your world again. But it will come to snatch iman. He said, when the second year will come, and the sky will hold back 2/3 of his rain, and the earth will hold back 2/3 of its produce, how will man at that moment grip? How will he then look for a solution? How will he be ready to do anything and everything as long as he can save his world? And then a third year will come, where every time you think it's just going to get better, in one narration it comes that Allah will order the sky to do this, and Allah will order the earth to do this. Because Almighty Allah is the one that creates and examines the world. Whether it comes through enemy sources, whether it comes through lobbies and their conspiracies, in the ending it only comes when Allah allows it to come. Almighty Allah will set exams into motion. Examinations will come. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Indeed, we have tested people before. We're going to test you also. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ. Almighty Allah wants to see who is truthful, who is the liar. A lot of exams will come. What will make me and you write the right answer on those difficult questions? It is the blessings of Quran. It says, when the third year will come and the sky will hold back all its waters and the earth will hold back all its produce, can you imagine what a world it will be? Why was this narration mentioned? Not to make man scared, to make man prepared. That when you will find sometimes such times, and perhaps we will find it, then at that time don't lose your iman. But the exam won't end there. After three such crippling years, when the whole world is saying, I'll do anything now to get back, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then when that individual will come, we call him today Dajjal, but on that day he will be called the savior of mankind. When that individual will come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and then you will see water coming from the skies, but it will not be rain. And you will see produce coming from the earth, but it will not be the produce of the earth. Meaning a created water, a created vegetation. Then when you will go past people and you will say, do you want your animals to be made again nice and fat? When he will be able to bring the entire economic world back onto structure, at that time all he will ask for is one, that will you submit to me? Today it's easy to say, at that time I will say no. Think about it, did at this time we say no? When the world will be in such a crippling state, how many people will there be who will say, my iman is more important than everything else? My deen is more important than everything else. It is easy to talk today, but it will only be the strong who will walk tomorrow. Who will be made that strong person? The barakah of Quran. In this Ramadan, we already saw one exam, and maybe everyone was making dua, the exam must come to an end. This world is such that after every exam, another is going to come. And perhaps the next is going to be more harder than the first. Our dua and our Quran must be that Allah make me strong in the exam. Let me not slip. May Allah make me strong in the exam. May Allah make you strong. So one is the barakah of Quran. How much Quran you will read today is how strong you will become tomorrow. The second is Allah Tabarak Ta'ala speaks about in the month of Ramadan, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask regarding me, say to them, I'm very close. Because when man needs power, who you look for? You look for support. And our greatest support is Allah. How does that support come? It comes with dua. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. So very quickly I will explain a point. Me and you normally read Quran for thawab mubarak. Let us also now read Quran to get strength. If we can draw that strength, Allah will make it with the man of Quran. He will answer any question. Me and you make dua when problems come. And we make it for a few days, and then whether the problem lifts or it doesn't lift, then I stop. My dua is normally made to change a condition. The purpose of dua, as mentioned in the narration, dua is also the shield of a believer. Dua doesn't remove a problem. Dua comes to make a person strong to move through every problem. The one who calls unto Allah, he draws spiritual strength. Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam lost Yusuf alayhi salam. For many years he never saw his beloved son. He continued making dua for his son. Continued. His sons even said to him, "Will you carry on crying for Yusuf?" He said, "Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah." I continue crying to Allah. He said, "I know from Allah what you don't know." One of those things was that dua doesn't change things immediately, but dua helps the individual to survive every exam. Dua does not change things immediately, but dua helps an individual to survive the exam. Perhaps me and you will have to see a very big exam. Continue asking Allah for afiyah, but when you meet with the enemy, you have to remain strong. It is with Quran and it is with dua that an individual is given the spiritual power to go through exams, to smile through exams, to surf over the waves of this world, and then he reaches the shores of safety. He enters into paradise. He goes with his iman. While we got the month of Ramadan, let's every one of us make an azam. Every day, 2 to 3 juz of Quran I will read. And after Ramadan, it will not stop. Whether it gets less, but it will not stop. Every day I will make dua. I will not look for a problem in my life then to say, "Allah, remove the problem." I will make dua to save me from future problems. With my dua, I will sort out and secure my own iman, my own deen. I will secure the deen of my children, of my family, of my progeny. I have to take out time for Quran. I have to take out time for dua. Ramadan was the time to start it, and after Ramadan is the time to continue with it. May Allah tabarak ta'ala in the blessings of this month make me and you min ahli al-Quran, from the people of Quran, min ahli dua, from the people of dua. In one narration it is said, for that individual who Allah opens the doors of dua, indeed he has been given all good. For that individual who Allah opens the doors of dua, indeed he has been given all good. May Allah make me and you from the people of Quran and from the people of dua. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.